Blog Talk Radio.
Life after dust, life after dust, life after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. If you living like we living, then you get it how we get it. Life after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. If you living like we living, then you get it how we get it.
Yeah, shout out to Sanjay. Dog, we gonna make a way. Now sit back and listen to these bars I'm about to say. Hit the button, young, and get loose on that beat. We get it in the booth like we get it in the street. Yup, good night, end of my flight. Good morning, good evening. Best believe I tell you a story. You better believe it. If the world was in our palms, we break it in pieces. We a different kind of animal, take it or leave it. Heart frozen, cold blooded, we belong in a freezer. We hotter than the Bahamas on the beach with a heater. Yeah, call me Mr. Popular, can't see me with binoculars. Shout out to the haters and everybody who knocking us. Steady J got interviews, intermission and interludes. The baddest model chicks and the real rap spitting dudes. R&B and gospel and all of the above. And it's all on one show and it fits like a glove. On the
life after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. If you living like we living, then you get it how we get it. Life after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. If you living like we living, then you get it how we get it.
Steady J, what's good, my dude? You keep doing what you're doing, fam. Keep showing love to all us unsigned artists, man. Good things gonna come back to you, homie. I salute you, B. Life after dust. Y'all now tuned in. Holla.
What's up, everyone? What's up? Welcome to Life at Dust Live. With your boy, Steady J, you are now listening to Man the Wednesday Show. Y'all know how it is. You got that hump day. Hump day, hump everywhere. Anyways, man, it's definitely a great day. A lot of great things going on. Shout out to my brother. It's his birthday today. Root, yeah. I messed Steve Mess Fraser up all the way. Which, by the way, make sure y'all check out Stevie Mack's show, which comes on directly to this show every day, Monday through Thursday as well, at blogtalkradio.com/comedianStevieMack, or just simply type in Stevie Mack Radio in the search box on blogtalkradio.com, and you'll find them. All right, kind of let y'all know what's going on today's show. A lot of different things. Of course, you know, Every Monday and Wednesday, we have the Blackberry Report, so Aaron will be calling in. We should have a guest on today, so yeah, be on the lookout for the guest who's coming on today. And if not, you know how we do it, man. We'll mix up this music. We were throwing some hot mess for today, too, so y'all definitely. I might throw in a nice hot topic, so y'all be on the lookout. With that being said, we'll go ahead and go to some music and then be right back. So, man, let's go ahead. Let's see what's going on to my center today. Okay, so this is on Lloyd featuring Pay the Bill. Are you hitting my pillow part two?
I'd like to send my love out to the late Tina Marie.
Remix.
We love you. I want to send my blessings out to the wonderful Aretha Franklin,
Queen,
the Queen of Soul. Yeah,
yeah.
We're gonna keep it classy. Don't fall,
young Lloyd.
Miss Patty, what up? I see you, baby.
Lay it down,
lay it down,
lay it down,
lay it down,
lay it down, lay it down, lay it down, lay it down, lay it down, lay it down, lay it down, lay it down, lay it down, lay it down, lay it down, lay it down, lay it down, lay it down, lay it down, lay it down, lay it down, lay it down, lay it down, lay it down, lay it down, lay it down, lay it down, lay it down, lay it down, lay it down, lay it down, lay it down, lay it down, lay it down, lay it down, lay it down, lay it down, lay it down, lay it down, lay it down, lay it down, lay it down, lay it down, lay it down, lay it down, lay it down, lay it down, lay it down, lay it down, lay it down, lay it down, lay it down, lay it down, lay it down, lay it down, lay it down, lay it down, lay it down, lay it down, lay it down, lay it down, lay it down, lay it down, lay it down, lay it down, lay it down, lay it down, lay it down, lay it down, lay it down, lay it down, lay it
What's up, everyone? This is Miss Rare Bree, and when I'm not recording, I'm listening to Life After Dusk live on Ice Radio USA and the Dust Spot.
I love you and I need you. Welcome back, y'all. Welcome back to Life After Dusk live with your boy, Teddy J. Man. I'm just like a fool over here. Woo-wee. Okay, so what we're going to go ahead and do, we'll go ahead and go to, because it's about that time, y'all know what time it is. We're going to go ahead and go to one of the Monday, everyone's favorite Monday and Wednesday segment. And that is, once we're done with that, at the midway of the show, we'll be bringing in Harlem 6. So y'all be on the lookout for that. Harlem 6 will be on here midway through the show. So just be on the lookout for them. We'll bring them on. But y'all know how we do it, man. Oh, and as y'all know, we've been had a lot of new stuff. We had new theme songs over here now. So we started that Monday. Let's kind of catch up on that. But we have to do something new. Just put this in here today, too. So here we go. It's about to let y'all know what's getting ready to happen right now.
Tune in to the Black Ray Report. You're listening to the BlackBerry Report, brought to you by NHCBBA. Now, here's City J and Aaron.
All right. So y'all know that means, what's up, Aaron? You in the building?
Yes, I am.
Oh, yes, okay. Man, yeah, this is this is the first official show Aaron's using Skype on the show, so it's definitely coming in through very clear, so very good.
So how you doing today?
I'm doing pretty good, man. I'm kind of, you know, like one thing I want to kind of go ahead and spotlight is I'm actually talking about this today on a Dust Spot, the weekly update email I sent. And one of the things that I want to commend you on, you are officially the longest running co-host on the show, first off, and most consistent co-host. There's no co-host who has been consistent to where they've been on every, even the time they've been on, they have never been on every week. So you have been the most consistent co-host and the longest running co-host. So I just want to just dig you up for that, man, most definitely. I'm just very glad to have you in the building. It's always is doing great things, man. And you just hold it down, so I got to keep going.
Well, thank
definitely,
you.
Definitely, man. You're welcome, man. You're welcome. That leads it to what you do best, which is we went from doing it on Mondays, and then started like a couple of weeks ago, we started doing it to where you started doing it twice a week. So it was definitely, it's definitely showing that we definitely liked how that goes along with the show, and it's very great, man.
And I also help you out when you need a quick person to access your system here, too.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, like yesterday, y'all was crazy. It's when you got crazy schedules, like, and you got to go rush to do other things, it's a blessing to have people who got your back in when you need them. And clutch time, they're there. This dude right here is clutch, man. And he came through yesterday for me. Most definitely, he held it down. Very, very respectable man. So I'm just very thankful for him.
Oh, that's no problem. That's what I'm here for. All I know is this East Coast is getting slammed today. And if anyone's listening from the East Coast, be safe and drive carefully if you're out on the road and stay warm.
Most definitely, man. Well, what are we going to talk about? I know we got a lot of stuff on our plate today for Blackberry / RimWorld. First off, let's go ahead and talk about we kind of give everyone a recap of what we talked about on Monday.
Okay. Let me get the sheet out. Well, we were talking about where RIM might extend the enterprise system management capabilities to non-BlackBerry devices. RIM rumored to ship out 1 million playbooks in the first quarter. Vodafone UK, United Kingdom, is supposed to come out with the Torch 9800. RIM is testing more horizontal BlackBerry keyboards. And the BlackBerry Help Twitter account is nominated for the Shorty Award. And they need everyone to sign in onto their account to be nominated. So please sign in. It's BlackBerry Help. All one word, and you know how to get into Twitter. It's all there. And we had two celebrities, Mark Jacob with the BlackBerry and Nicki Minaj. I can't say the word. I'm sorry. Hey, can I say something? We got over 7 celebrities added today. And I got more that I have to enter tonight. So we got slammed with celebrities found with BlackBerries.
Who did we catch this week? Who did we catch today?
Adrian Brody was caught. He definitely looks like a gangster. He's black shirt, black blue jeans, worn down, with his BlackBerry in hand, using the wired headset, walking down the street. We got Paris Hilton. We got 2 pictures of her. And Lindsay Lohan in her typical outfits, torn blue jeans with like made into shorts with the strings hanging down and half her chest showing, like usual.
I'm not gonna lie. She does a lot of crazy things, but she looked really good in that picture. I was like, "Woo wee, Lindsay!"
And military boots. And wearing military boots. And Jennifer Lopez carrying her BlackBerry Bold, the same phone I got. Okay, we got Pink. She is walking down the street, and this is the first time on NHCBBA that she's on our site, and she's definitely showing her pregnancy. And it looks like she's carrying a Starbucks coffee in hand.
Oh, okay, okay. And that's actually ironic because on Monday, Kenny Lynn said that was one of her top 5 artists was Pink.
Okay. Oh, yes, I do remember that. This is all for tonight. I'm going to save the rest for this coming Monday show. There's going to be quite a few female celebrities, which we're going to be adding on to the list.
Okay, so one thing I want to talk about, too, I see they updated the Google Maps. Is that something I use a lot?
Oh, yes. They have updated it. They used a better server for the Google Maps, which be able to run quicker and have a quicker response to your phone.
Okay.
And also, we got Sprint's. Oh, I did talk about Sprint. We did that on Monday.
I don't know, but I think they should be reminded again, because every time people always try to tell me how great Sprint is and all And I try to tell people, every phone company has something craziness about them. And this is definitely crazy.
Well, Sprint is adding $10 a month fee to all smartphones on their service to do smartphone 3G. And also, this one I'm going to remind people, Verizon is no longer going to provide an upgrade for their service. If they already have Verizon service, they are going to be able to do one upgrade, and that's it. They are no longer going to do a reduced upgrade for their phones in the future. If, say, somebody just gets an account with Verizon, you're not going to be authorized to get an upgrade within 2 years.
That means I got to shop wisely before I decided to use the upgrade.
Well, you'll be able to put on a unlocked phone, but a lot of the times they don't offer the 3G capabilities on their service. Like T-Mobile, I had an unlocked phone, and they refused to give me the 3G service with that phone. They said I could only get 2G with it.
Okay.
So the other thing is the 9330 model, the Curve 3G, and the Bold 6550 from Verizon Wireless has an official update. They are now selling the BlackBerry Curve 3G and the Bold 9650.
Okay. Very good. Another big thing, too, I saw that they actually showed the playbook off on Regis and Kelly.
Yes, they did. There was a special guy that came in and was showing all the technical pieces, like phones, pads and stuff, and he did a demo of the playbook. And he was showing it beside another one, and you wouldn't believe the speed of it. It was live on the TV, and they showed how fast it loaded. It was crazy.
Okay. Another big thing I noticed too. Okay, we got a new release of the BlackBerry Swiss Army Knife.
Yes. Version 1.9.11. It is has now the capability of selecting what OS you want to upgrade on your phone. If people don't know what this program is, say you have an application that will not remove, and you cannot remove it with the BlackBerry Desktop Manager. You could hook up your phone and then activate the program, the BBSAK, Swiss Army Knife, and it connects to your phone, and you could remove that program while you're using that software. It will remove it. Or you could even back up the whole phone through the Swiss Army Knife. Say if you crash the phone, you can retrieve all your applications from this program, and it's a very good program to have if you know what you're doing.
Yeah, because I stumbled across it with the BlackBerry display software thing. Sometimes it does not the phone, you hook the phone up, and if it does that jump error thing, it won't read your phone. So you can't remove the OS. So whenever I use the BlackBerry Swiss Army Knife, I'm able to remove the old OS, clean wipe the whole system, and then reinstall. If I'm using the same OS, reinstall that one or upload a new one, and I put that back into the phone, and then it runs smoothly again. So it's a very good thing. And I know a lot of people go to that problem, because I see a lot of people freak out and think that a certain number that you use broadcast is going to make your phone work. It's not going to make your phone work. It's only going to make you look stupid. And the people that say, if you don't broadcast this, you're going to lose contact. No, when you broadcast, you're going to lose contact, because what's going to happen is people are going to get annoyed by you sending out something that does not work, and then they're going to delete you. That's why you're getting, that's why you're losing contacts.
Exactly. And what we will do possibly is, in a future episode, we'll do a whole show just on the Swiss Army knife and explain them how to do these functions within it.
Oh, I think another feature show we can do is myth busting, because I think there's a lot of myths that go around the BlackBerry world, and people say, okay, this is going to make it work. This is going. I can't wait for that show, because I'm going to broadcast that to everyone that types this all the time, because they really need to know this.
The only thing, we cannot say MythBusters as that type, because it is copyrighted.
Oh,
so
of course.
We need to say MythBusting.
We call it the BB, the BB Busting.
Yes, that'd be perfect.
Yes.
Because I don't want to, I don't want to step on any heels.
BBL, there we go. There we go. Even better. BBM, truth for lies.
Yeah.
Is this true or lies? It gets to the point where I just want to, when I see it, and it happens, it usually happens on Sundays. When I see that, I want to throw my phone halfway across the room. When I see that, I'm like, okay, I need y'all to get together.
Yes, definitely. And the reason I'm saying that is because I got the MythBusters on my my Twitter.
Oh, yes, most definitely. I've watched the show quite a bit of times. They've done some stuff. I'm like, what?
Oh, they're very good.
they're real good.
And they love to blow stuff up.
Oh, yes. And it's scary. I'm like, dang, I don't care. I'm going to take the equipment you got on. I still wouldn't do half the things they do on there. Okay. Got a couple more things before we go to a quick music break. I mean, then we'll bring our guests on. A couple things we also want to remind people of doing, because this is becoming very monotonous. And that's going to help. That's also going to go into the account. We'll just talk about the Swiss Army knife. Back up your phone. I can't stress that anymore. I'm telling you, like, the great thing about it is, and a lot of pretty much any smartphone period now, with your iPhone, your Android, all that stuff, you can link it. A lot of times, a lot of email services now allow you to link your contacts to your email, so you can back it up on there, and then your phone, since your phone loses data or whatnot, you can bring that back into there. So that's a very great look.
And a lot of times it's automatically done.
Yeah, that's what I love. I'm like, I'm telling y'all, I freaked out. A lot of times I lost all my contacts. I did that. Thank you, Jesus.
Yeah, definitely. And I'll make another promo for that one for us.
All right, most definitely, man. You got any other things you want to go ahead and let them know before we go to the music break?
Well, all I say is to be safe. Anyone's out there driving tonight on the East Coast, please be careful and do not try to pass them or speed on slippery roads. If it looks wet, it's most likely ice.
All right, there you go, man. Remind them how they can catch up with you, man.
Okay, if they want to, just contact us at nhcbba.com. On Skype, it's nhcbba. Twitter, and it's the same thing. If they want to contact us, on our website is my BBM number, and all my instant messaging software that I use. So I'm even on Ping Chat. So if the other people that don't have a BlackBerry, they can still contact us. So if they got Skype, it's like I said, and as I'm talking on it. But you guys be safe, and I'll see you on Monday. And if you need me to stay on, I'll keep standby.
Oh yeah, fine. Yeah, hang around. You know, definitely so we can show some love to our guests and get ready to bring on the feed. So before we bring him on, we're gonna play this track by my boy Tatum, who is responsible for the new theme song on the show, which I love.
He did a great job with it, and I applaud him on it.
I know. I feel like I'm about to walk into an arena when it comes on. Oh man, I feel like I'm walking through an arena and a big orchestra is around and everything. I'm like, okay, y'all can tell how much I love it. I can't make that up. Okay, here we go, y'all. This is Tatum Champion, and then we'll have our champions Harlem 6 in the building right there.
What I try to say, this country, you got to make the money. Then when you get the money, you get the power.
Victory is ours. First you get the money, then you get the power. There's no competition, we devour. Out here grinding on my 25th hour. Victory is ours. First you get the money, then you get the power. There's no competition, we devour. Out here grinding on my 25th hour. I'ma ride like a champion. You can see it in my eyes, I'm a champion.
Mills is a champion. Check out the lens we in. All the more shine, no time for shenanigans. Yeah, your bitch stuck, leave a stiff like a mannequin. Tell her use more spit, do that twist with her hand again. Break like swag, niggas always got some red on. Call collision flow, coming at these bitches head on. Like Big said, set the D, then you're dead wrong. A 40 caliber spit, and these spectators are hands on. I'm so gone in the outer space. Couple carrots in the watch, yeah, in the outer face. And so I got them taped. And me, they gotta hate. Playing hard for victory. Need a doc, no history. But you can get smoke, flow crack or dope. Don't lack nothing, nope. Put some stacks on it, bro. Cause I'm swagging, I'm gunning. And if these niggas run that gun game, move, we want it. Bring these bullets round the corner, nigga. Yeah.
Victory is ours. First we get the money, then you get the power. There's no competition, we devour. Out here grinding on my 25th hour. First you get the money, then you get the power. There's no competition, we devour. Out here grinding on my 25th hour. I'ma ride like a champion.
Hey yo, hot spit bars, just to speak my mind. This shit real, it just happened to rhyme. See dudes I hatin', so homie, I'ma keep this shit sucker free. I'm a real nigga, so the hood stay loving me. Keep the clip packed like a house full of company. Deep inclined to back my nigga, yep, I'm sitting comfortably. On another level when your niggas ain't touching me. Worn out for me, now the task force rushing me. Should've been dead, but God bless the nigga, luckily. Now I'm just minding my business, nigga, I'm grinding for digits. As soon as they try to come visit, nigga side, you'll get it. I'm just trying to make a transition, can't happen. So instead of a transition, make a transaction. And I don't need no friends, too much snake in your skin. And I'ma do my thing to the best of my ability. And crush you hating niggas if they step in my facility, nigga.
Victory is ours. First you get the money, then you get the power. There's no competition, we devour. Out here grinding on my 25th hour. I'ma ride like a champion. You can see it in my eyes, I'm a champion.
victory is ours. First we get the money, then you get the power. There's no competition, competition we devour. Out here grinding on my 26th hour. I'ma ride like a champion. You can see it in my eyes, I'm a champion.
What's up, everybody? It's your girl, Elizabeth Langham. And whenever I'm not being a total goofball or trying to get famous, you know I'm listening to Life After Dusk Live on Ice Radio USA and The Dusk Spot. My man, Fetty J.
All right, welcome back to Life After Dusk Live. That was my boy Tatum, and that was Champion. We're going to hang up to the phone lines because, man, hit the phone lines going crazy. We're going to hang, check and see if see who is who in here. Let's first of all go to the 508. Who is from the 508 in here?
Yeah, it's the Harlem 6, AGR.
All right, what's up, AGR? Okay, hold on, I think we got some more family in the building. Let's double check. 917.
It's the yes, Teddy J.
Yeah, God, it's all Black right. Jesus to the Harlem 6.
All right, you got another one, okay. 646.
Yeah. Well, big deal, a.k.a. Julius Saul. South Face, you know.
Hey, all right, I'm going to be the last check. One. That's another part of the Harlem 6. I'm from 708.
Yo, it's Mix and Mike.
Okay,
all
so
right.
we got everybody
in the building.
Yes, John Haynes. This is young kid John Haynes representing 508 as well.
Yo, this is Devin Thayer on the tech team and the rocker side of things.
Yeah, so the whole Harlem 6 is in the building, baby. We here.
Yeah. All right, man. What's up, man? I'm glad to have y'all, man. What's good, man? I'm glad to have y'all. I'm really glad to have y'all in the building.
Thank you, man.
Thanks, man. Thanks for having us, man. It's your boy, Black Jesus, again. We're just grateful to be here, Steady.
All right, so I go down the line. First, we start with AG. AGR, man. AGR, you kind of go, let everyone know who you are and kind of get everyone a background on you.
Okay, definitely, man. I'm the AGR, man. I'm the R&B god, the R&B sensation of the Harlem 6. I'm also the CEO of Enterprise Entertainment, so I'm the mind behind the whole structure and everything. I mean, we all great minds behind the Harlem 6. That's what makes it such a great group, but everybody plays their position. I do all the hooks for Harlem 6 on the music side, whether it's a rap hook or a singing hook, and I also put together all the street structures and all the marketing structures and the business structures to keep Harlem 6 popping on the business side, CEO Enterprise Entertainment / Enterprise Media. So, you know, I play my position like that, you know what I mean, this and that and the third. The R&B guard coming to do big things. That's how I do.
Okay, so let's go to my boy Black Jesus in the building. What's good, man? Tell everyone a little bit about you, man.
Oh, man, I'm Black Jesus. I'm the general of the Harlem 6, man, chairman of Enterprise Entertainment, man, and I've been doing my thing for a minute, man. I'm an MC. I'm an actor. You know what I mean? I'm also an activist. And we putting it down, man. You know, Ode to the Woo is out there. Harlem6.com. It's just a pleasure to be with you, Seti. You know, we are for the babies, God.
All right, so what's up, man? I'm glad to have you in the building. Most definitely. Okay, let me see who else we got online.
Oh, it's Mix and Mike. What's good, man? It's Mix and Mike.
Right,
how are you?
Mike, there we go. I'm good, man. Let everyone know about you, man.
Man, I'm Mix the Mic, man. Wu-Tang, the Harlem 6, official DJ, baby, in the building. You know what it is, man. I'm also a radio DJ, Hot 105.5. Just want to let everybody know, while you're listening, you can check me out at hot1055.com every single day at 5 p.m. for the Hot Drive at 5, every Saturday, 7 to 9. And, yeah, man, I'm just excited, man. Being a part of the movement is something special. You know what I mean? It's a big, big thing. So we're doing it big. We're doing it big.
Yeah, most definitely. All right, let me see. I missed somebody. I know I did.
Hey, what's up? This is John Haynes, the youngest member of Harlem 6, new recruit representing Worcester, Massachusetts. I'm the younger side. My name is I'm 15 years old. I don't know. I'm more the intellectual side of the rapping, letting the kids know that you don't have to, you know, a prostitute and you don't have to sell drugs on the streets. You can, you know, get a good education, go to college and pursue your dreams and everything like that. So that's where I represent and that's where I hold the crown on that.
All right. And first of all, I got to big you up because first of all, you said you were 15 and that mindset. And me being young myself, it's like I love when young people come on here and they say stuff like that because it's just great, man. A lot of people, they downplay. A lot of people, I mean, I understand why some people say they say, because there's a lot of people who are young that say that do a lot of bad things and they make the young culture look bad. But also, too, it got to take into account, and something I talked about yesterday, sometimes it's not always just the youth itself. It's the fact that a lot of these father figures, and I'm not just saying these fathers themselves, not just the birth father, these father figures walk out of these kids' lives and are not touching them to make sure they are staying in what they do and is being positive.
Exactly, sir, because honestly, I'm a prime example of that. I really don't have a father at home. I grew up in a single house with my mother and my grandmother. So I can understand that completely, but, you know, at the end of the day, it's not about that. You can't use that as an excuse. Because of that, actually, you need to work harder to pursue your dream. You need to make that happen. With the obstacles you are given, you always have to overcome them, and that makes you a stronger person at the end of the day. That's why we can honestly say we're for the babies and we're for the children, because I'm an example of that. I got taken in by AGR about 2 years ago, so, and look where I am now, obviously. So, obviously, the good does pay off. It takes longer, but at the end of the day, you're going to look back and you're going to thank everybody for a part of it and also yourself. So, yeah, you can't use that as an excuse anymore. We have to build above it, and we have to grow stronger from it.
Exactly, man. That's a flip. You just said my point. You said the flip side to it. Like, I don't care if a lot of people say I'm from the ass. Like, nah, I don't. I mean, I'm from there too, but I don't let nobody tell me that I got to act a certain way because I'm from the hood. I don't get down that way. Like, at the end of the day, I still love the fact that I'm from the hood because it helps the hood, man. It really does build a lot of common sense into you. But a lot of these people, they come into this world, they book smart like crazy, but they are just not, common sense is not there. It is in a whole other realm to them. It's like, so most definitely, that's one thing I always tell people, don't disrespect the streets off the bat because there's something you learn from the streets that helps you.
Yeah, man, that's what it's all about, and that's what Harlem 6 represents, man. We also got a couple other members on the line. We got Big Deal in South. Deal, where you at?
Yeah, we right here, baby.
Let them know what you do, kid.
Well, it's just a point blank that I'm the sounds behind Harlem 6. You know what I'm saying? That's about it. There you go, baby.
Yeah. He said short and sweet. Short and sweet.
Yeah, this is a big deal right here. I'm a sound engineer and producer as well, you know what I'm saying, and do a lot of work on the internet marketing, and, you know, making Harlem 6 spread virally throughout that medium, you know what I mean? So that's what I'm getting into in the Harlem 6 entity.
No, definitely, man. I'm going to go, like, up top. So I'm AGR. And basically, man, you talk about it, the very first thing you talked about was everybody playing their position. Like, how important is that as far as people playing their position? That's a lot of times, a lot of people don't understand that. It's all right to play a certain position because you're still going to help that other position out. That's fine. Kind of explain why it's so important.
Well, the reason why it's so important to play your position because, you know, when everybody plays their position, everything gets done the right way, in order and with structure. And when you go against structure and things of that nature, then things is in disarray and not in order. So that means, you know, nothing can happen or nothing can be positive out of a situation if it's no structure and things of that nature. First off, you got to know your position. So once you know your position and things of that nature, it makes it more better for you to be able to play it. And things of that nature. And that's just one of the great things that, you know, we have here at Harlem 6 and things of that nature. We've been through a lot of things. Harlem 6, you know what I'm saying, the musical side of Harlem 6 has been in existence for 10 years now. So we've been tweaking the brand, building the brand. A couple people then been part of this movement and, you know, got kicked out and left because their value system wasn't up to par of what we did. We didn't really, you know, bend, you know, through the bottom and, you know what I'm saying, things of that nature. So for us to be where we at right now, we had to play our positions. At first, you know what I'm saying, it was a little rough and things of that nature, and that's with anything. But once, you know what I'm saying, everybody got on cue and everybody got on the same page and everybody respected that,
You know, our motto is there's no big guys, no little U's. We all play opposition. So we all generals, we all, you know, capos, we all lieutenants, we all soldiers and things of that nature. That's what makes us the greatest group to come of our own, of our time, the greatest social conscious group to come in a long time is the Harlem Six. You know what I'm saying? You call us the Harlem Six, Wu-Tang Harlem Six, because, you know, we got blessed by the RZA. Shout out to the RZA and the whole Wu-Tang clan for showing us love and things of that nature and all that and everything. But, you know, we kind of, like, took it to the next level, and they started calling us the Wu-Tang Harlem Sixes. They started saying that we was the new breed, you know what I'm saying, of that Wu-Tang brand. You know what I'm saying? And more or less, you know what I'm saying, we all played opposition to get to where we had to get to and things of that nature. But Black Jesus and the rest of the Harlem Six members, they could definitely elaborate on a lot more things about playing position and all that. Black Jeezy.
Oh, I'm here, God. I mean, you know, I mean, playing your position is a great factor. You know, I play my position. You know, sometimes I'm the leader on the joint. Sometimes I'm the one falling in, and AGR is the fisherman reeling in that big fish, and I help him gut it out. You know what I mean? Young man might be fishing something in and bring something to the table. And, you know, we come together, we collaborate on it, we bring it to the round table, you know what I mean, dice it up, and, yeah, fall back and just go with the flow, is what I can say, man. When you're going with the flow and not going against the nature of things, because when you put something out to the universe, it's going to come back. So you got to make sure you watch what you put out to the universe. So you have to sit around the round table and build on it, not talk too much about it, but you got to talk to it. You got to go through the little bumps and bruises. Once you go through that, it all comes out beautiful, man. Play your position, and, you know, you get to be with Ceddie J right now, man.
What's up, Ceddie J?
I feel, and like you said, man, I feel y'all, man, because, like you say, a lot of people dropped out, and they left. I mean, the thing is, I mean, y'all not disrespecting, because y'all didn't say, oh, this person was terrible or whatnot. They're saying they left, and they just had to transcend to a whole other realm or how they were going to do things. And I feel y'all, I know that from experience. You got to, that's going to continue to happen. A lot of people will come and go because your great team isn't going to come right off the bat. And I'm starting to get a great team. So I feel y'all, I want to get to where y'all at, where y'all got that super, where there's a lot of people with a super bar. Right now, there's only a couple of people with me right now.
But you still good, baby, because that couple of people, you know what I mean, y'all can move mountains. And look where you're at. So, hey, man, sometimes all you need is a couple of people.
Right.
Right.
Hey.
All right.
Yes,
so, I want to definitely ask, because you said, y'all tell me y'all definitely one of the, probably the greatest catchers movement out of this new generation. Like, how important do you, like you said, something about making sure what you put into the universe is going to come back at to you. How important is that for you to continue to have a conscious movement and whatnot? And do you necessarily think that as far as the ones, the movements that aren't necessarily too conscious, is it fine that they're still in this industry, or do they need to kind of tone down on how much of it is in the industry?
Big Deal,
yeah,
I think you could answer that right
there,
man.
Yes, I was
going to
say that. Big Deal,
wow,
can elaborate on that.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. All right, well, basically, it definitely needs to be a balance, you know, because you don't want to overload, you know, minds that aren't really quite ready. So, I mean, you know, we definitely try to keep that balance of, you know, right knowledge in the mix, you know, and keeping it street as well. And, you know, what we do is a little extra with our thing. We also have another side of Harlem Six called Kim West, and basically we do that on YouTube where we, you know, we really only talk about knowledge and science and, you know, higher consciousness and stuff like that. So when people ready to OD on that, you know, they can just, you know, type in Kim West and go and see the other side of Harlem Six where we really, really get down with it like that.
Okay. And I mean with that, because, like, I talk to you all the time too, like we just said, perfectly with the balance. Like, for instance, some, I ain't gonna mention artists' names or not, but you would know. Like, some of the artists is out, and some of the music is just like, if I hear this song 15 more times a day, I'm gonna just, like, take a pillow and hit myself.
And listen, man, it's basically like this.
I have no problem with this music.
Oh, you didn't dig up, sorry.
I have no problem with dance music, but at the same time, I want it to be where I hear more conscious stuff, because your mind needs variety. And if you just hear, and that's why a lot of people get brainwashed, they only hear the same thing, and they're like, oh, okay, well, that's the only thing I hear 15 times a day. So I guess it's what is hot.
Yeah, well, we're coming to open up the market. Coming to expand the market on that. Harlem 6 is that conscious commercial. You know what I'm saying? Hip R&B mixed with the Latin flavor, mixed with all that flavor, all that big pot of gumbo. You know what I'm saying? We got something for everybody. We got something for the old folks. We got something for the young folks. We got something for the Caucasians, for the Asians. We got something for the Indians. We got something for everybody because we versatile. We're not afraid to step outside the box. Understand what I'm saying? We're not trapped inside the box, so that's what we bring. We bringing that whole movement to the forefront and things of that nature. Harlem 6 is more than just music. This is a movement. We also got a mentorship program going on over here where we're teaching the babies and teaching the young youth that want to get educated in the hip-hop business, in the music business, and things of that nature so they can know what they're getting themselves into so they don't have to sell their souls and none of that nature. We building that new platform. You know what I'm saying? And the reason why we're so successful with it is because, you know what I'm saying, we took it back to the streets, you know what I'm saying, hand-to-hand combat, and we took it word of mouth through the viral campaign. So, you know, we ain't going to never stop. We're going to keep pushing. And that's what this is about. Each member, we all playing our positions. You know, I want to let Devin Thayer, he's the president of Internet Design here, Enterprise Entertainment, which is the company that houses Harlem 6, and, you know, is able for us to do a lot of things that we're doing, website development and things of that nature to give. You know what I'm saying? Your fans and things of that nature are kind of synopsis of how we getting out there and what our tactics are. Here you go, D.
Yo, so I built a website, and through that, to, you know, I have .com, and then from that, we're also having different syndicated feeds on things like Hub Pages and Facebook and all the social networks. And that sort of gave Harlem 6, like, a whole lot of search results, if you know what I mean.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. So, you know, you do link building and other search engine optimization to get the front page on certain search terms. I mean, it's all science.
And like with that too, man. How important do you think it is to make sure you're on some of these social networks? Because I know a lot of people. I mean, we had discussion before. And this one person was saying that if a person comes to him and they said he asked for an email and such, they don't have one, he feels like they're not as legitimate. Would you agree with that comment, or what's kind of like your thought process on that?
You know what? I've worked for a company called Weld Engineering, and they have an email address, and they've had one for 15 years. I think there's no excuse for that type of thing.
Exactly, like this one guy here, he was like, he was like, because a real famous comedian doesn't use email and all that stuff in social networks, but he uses a phone, and I'm like, he's like, well, if you turn that person down, you're pigeonholing yourself. But the thing is, they make it seem like that you can just get that number from anywhere to go. Okay, I want to contact such and such. Let me go dig for this number online. You're not going to find it. I just don't understand how that made any sense.
You know what, man? Facebook, for one, is currently the best social network out there. And the reason for that being is the networking capabilities are so large. Somebody can find you on Facebook. It's the number one people search. It's the number two search engine. So you can't, like, ignore the power of social networking. It's like number two on the internet. I don't know, next to search.
I can vouch for you, man. I just did a check today on optimization, and I noticed that my site's mostly accessed through Facebook. That's the number two thing is accessed through.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, so what you say Facebook? What would you say would be the next one?
The next what?
Harlem6.com,
baby.
All right. And also, I'm about to go into it because I'm always like the critique. I'm always a person that
man,
I can
see
why.
Com too, man. You know, shout out to Elevated Scott. You know what I mean? My partner.
Yeah.
You know, he made it happen. So, you know, we want
to
give a shout out to Elevated Scott there with Elevated Entertainment Solutions, the Global Tech Mixtape Project. We are in full effect and things of that nature. But also, man, you know, the Harlem 6 sound is unique. You know, we got our own sound and things of that nature. And more or less, you know, Soulface Productions, your boy Uncle Slide over there could kind of like give some of your fans that some of the music. You know, what's the Harlem 6 music sound like, Soulface?
You already know, man. It's different. It's not never the same. Always different. So always expect that. That's all I can say.
I always look at y'all websites live because then you get to kind of, it's kind of like the first glance, like, okay, you can tell you're not rehearsing this. And I like y'all say, I like it. It's well put together. It has a flashiness to it, but at the same time, it's still simple. That's always a very key thing to
exactly
have.
Exactly how we
simple,
wanted it, man.
But very crisp. And then, yeah, y'all got like, man, it's like crazy, man. You get the 411, the story, the officials, the playlist, all that stuff on the side.
Yeah, man, that's how I'm sick.
Most definitely, man. I like to say, I really do. And then it's eye friendly because sometimes some colors I can't stand. Some sites they blind you to death.
Persons like when I opened up on his site.
Most definitely, man. Okay. So and the question I was trying to ask y'all too, because you were talking about Scott. How did y'all actually get involved with working with Scott?
Oh man, I bet.
We could tell you that.
It's real, man. You know, fishing out there. Scott was fishing. I was on the receiver end. And, you know, he threw out the line. You know, I caught the line. He reeled me in. I seen that it was a great opportunity for Harlem 6 to get involved with. Didn't know that I would be this deep involved as far as being a partner now. You know, building all the content development and the content generation. And building the whole platform and things of that nature for all the artists and everything, that's only my dream right there because I've dreamt of that, and me and my team and things of that nature and the rest of the Harlem 6 and everybody that's part of the Enterprise Entertainment and all that, we've dreamt of, you know, being the funnel for the next artists to have to, you know, kind of like have to do this new funnel and things of that nature to get to the top. So, you know what I'm saying, you know, when Scott threw the line out there, I caught the line, like, you know what I'm saying, like Jerry Rice. You know what I'm saying? Because he threw it like Joe Montana. Jerry Rice. Ready? So I caught it like Jerry Rice. And once I did all my research on who Scott Elevated was, you know what I'm saying, a real bulldog in the game and all that, I was like, yeah. You know what I'm saying? I was feeling it. This and that, the third, man. I sent them the music. He was already in tune with Harlem 6. He knew we had the backing from the RZA, the W, and things of that nature and all that. I sent him the songs. Harlem 6 ended up getting on the project, 5 songs immediately on the Global Tech Mixtape Project. We on the first volume. We got the joint feature in Treacher Naughty by Nature, produced by South, and things of that nature. So you already know, man. But then after that, man, he offered me, you know what I'm saying, I had something that he could use. And he has something I can use, so we put 2 great minds together. He played his position, I played my position, and now we're here. This is the Global Attack. We global now, over 82 countries, man, checking us out, man. For real, like, we are really global. We got the world running with us, man. So it's just a blessing that's happening, man. He also got us Harlem 6 signed to CEG. If y'all don't know who CEG is, CEG is the #3 booking and management company in the world. They book everybody, so Harlem 6 is over there now. We with the big boys and things of the nature. Shout out to Scott for making that happen. We deserve that. So, you know, it was just meant. I've been looking for a cat like Scott. So when he came across my path, it was just like, okay, it's a wrap. Now we here, baby. That's how we got the you, Sonny J.
No, definitely, man. And I always tell people I love it because none of the artists sound alike. how often do you find a project where none of the artists sound alike?
That's what I mean.
And they
that's
got,
what I mean.
They got all these, there's a lot of artists on this project. I just want people to know. There's a lot of, go like all the archives and stuff, you'll see how many people's on this project. And
yeah.
is this proven more and more? I'm like, y'all don't sound, y'all don't, none of, nobody sounds alike.
Yeah, man. I mean, that's just what it is, brother. We're all unique. Nobody sounds the same. No song is going to sound the same. And this Global Attack mixtape album is going to really be big, man. You know, we got Taylor Swift on the first joint with my man Swag. You know, Styles P is on the joint. Sugar Bang of the Wu-Tang. You know, Paul Wall. You know, a few others, man. It's going to be real big. Real, real big, man.
Okay, okay. Once again, I'm going to remind everybody, if you ain't figured it out by now how to get, I'm going to keep up with them. Go to Harlem 6, that's Harlem, like the area in New York. Come on, everybody. The number 6.com. Go there. I'm telling you, you're going to like the site. It's well put together, and it says very simple to get around. So most definitely shout to them. Shout out to everyone that's came through. Shout out to my boy Aaron. I was holding down with me. Like I said, I got to support people playing their position. He's definitely impressive and plays his position, and that's why we succeed together, because he plays his position very well. Just want to thank him. And, man, thank y'all again for coming to the show, man.
Oh, thanks a lot, man. Word up. Harlem 6. Old to the Woo is out there. Mix and Mike, where you at, baby? Old to the Woo. Let's get it. Harlem6.com. Let's go. Mix and Mike, where you at? Mike. You know, Mixin' Mike is on 105.5 in the Chi-Town, Central Illinois. He's doing it for the Harlem 6. He's our official DJ. I guess he hung up. But we here, man. Anybody else want to say anything else?
Everything is everything.
On everything, it's really an honor. It's a pleasure. Thank you very much, AJ. Appreciate it.
Oh, no problem, man. Of course, we're gonna be playing y'all music most definitely. Cause
oh, well, we still here, baby. I mean, you know.
So I'm be playing. I mean, like on my 24/7 station. Every time I get like music like from y'all gonna be, anytime you got exclusive hits, send them to me, cause I'm gonna be playing them like crazy.
We appreciate it, man. We got it. All right, man, because I didn't get a chance to send you no joints, but I'll send you some joints right away.
All right, I put them on there right away. It's not going to be any problem getting your music on with me, man. And then get it to other people as well.
Thank you, my brother. We appreciate that, man.
All right. Oh, I got to say one more thing, man, y'all. One thing, everyone that's listening to the show, I just want to thank everyone for listening to the show. That y'all can catch. If you miss any part of the show, as usual, y'all can go to blogtalkradio.com/SteadyJ. Go there, you'll see clear as daylight, Harlem 6. Click it. You can listen to the show that way. Go to iTunes, type in Harlem 6. You'll find this episode, and you can listen to it that way. It's free. Don't freak out and go, oh, okay, you download it. It's completely free. So go ahead and listen to it. Listen to it over and over and over and over and over again so you can get some knowledge on why stuff like playing your position, why it's important about having a balance in music and whatnot. And I leave y'all this, and everything you do, no matter what you do, no matter how you do it, remember where there's a J or where there's a U, through God, there is a way. Y'all tuned to another episode of Life of the Dust 5. We'll see y'all tomorrow. Tomorrow's last show of the week, man. So it's always crazy. And then next week is Super Bowl. And I'm living in Super Bowl City, so I'm crooked. So it's going down, man. I'm about to go to like mad parties next week. So
that's what's up, you know, man.
I get to meet the big homie Diddy, so it'll be definitely very, very interesting.
Okay, no diggity. Yes, sir.
So,
but thanks for having us.
You're welcome, man. All right, let me go ahead and roll on out with Y'all know the tune, man. We're on our way out.
Life after dust, 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 life after dust. If you living like we living, then you get it how we get it. Life after dust, 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 life after dust. If you living like we living, then you get it how we get it.
Yeah, shout out to Sanjay, dog, we gonna make a way. Now sit back and listen to these bars I'm about to say. Hit the button, young, and get loose on that beat. We get it in the booth like we get it in the street. Yup, good night, end of my flight, good morning, good evening. Best believe I tell you a story, you better believe it. If the world was in our palms, we break it in pieces. We a different kind of animal, take it or leave it. Heart frozen, cold-blooded, we belong in a freezer. We hotter than the Bahamas on the beach with a heater. Yeah, call me Mr. Popular, can't see me with binoculars. Shout out to the haters and everybody who knocking us. Daddy J got interviews, intermission and interludes. The baddest model chicks and the real rap spitting dudes. R&B and gospel and all of the above. And it's all on one show, and it fits like a glove on the
life after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. If you living like we living, then you get it how we get it. Life after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. If you living like we living, then you get it how we get it. Steady J, what's good, my dude? You keep doing what you doing, fam. Keep showing love to all us unsigned artists, man. Good things gonna come back to you, homie. I salute you, B. Life after dust. Y'all now tuned in. Holla.